You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
OneOfUs.net has been your one-stop shop for all things geek for years. But there's a side to them many of you have never heard. The subscription side. Subscribe and listen to great podcasts like The Breakfast Bub, The Original Gentleman, and the Watch a Movie With Us series. Head on over to OneOfUs.net and don't forget your towel.
When I was a boy, my mother often said to me, get married, boy, and see how happy you will be. I have looked all over, but no girlie can I find who seems to be just like the little girl I have in mind.
Man, Red Barrels, they sure love dick, don't they? I think, Outlast had a lot of penises in it, had the penis twins in it. Very, very creepy. But here, we not only get many, many other penises that we get to see.
We get our own.
We get our own penis. And probably one of the most terrifying sequences, I think, for me at least, in a horror game in a long, long time. We won't spoil it, but it's like, oh my God. And that is why, in my opinion, that and for many other reasons, why I think Outlast Whistleblower, the DLC campaign, for Outlast, the main game, it improves on everything that the original game tried to do, in my opinion, and where it provides a more condensed kind of experience with like about like 2.5 hours, and with even more scares. You disagree?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I'm just gonna go straight up with this. I just read a walkthrough so I could get through it as fast as possible.
Aw, you, why?
And it wasn't just because of, like, we're reviewing it, so I want to, you know, get enough time. It was, I don't want to play this kind of game right now. Like, I just don't, I'm not enjoying myself.
You should have let me know.
No. I was playing Outlast Original. I was like, this is kind of fun. I just don't think I like to be scared. I think that's, it is nothing, I understand why someone would like this. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think it's for me. It's just, I don't like this. Anytime I get chased, which thankfully happens fewer times in here, and I think that's why I did end up liking this more in retrospect. In retrospect, I like the OG Outlast less than I probably stated in the original episode. Mm-hmm. In this, I'm going to sound like I don't like it that much.
Yeah.
But I think I like it more. One, it is shorter.
Yeah.
It's tight, compact. It's a quiet little story. Outlast didn't have enough story to really stretch out anyway for that.
Didn't have enough like characters with dialogue.
Yeah, this does. Theirs has a lot more dialogue in it. And two, there's more moments where I just kind of walked around. I'm only chased about 3 times.
Yeah,
and I like that. If a game's gonna be a first person like sort of exploration thing, like Gone Home. I love Gone Home because I'm not worried about anything. I don't have power, but I'm not running from anything. Mm-hmm. Here, I don't have power, but I'm just dying.
Yeah,
and there were instances. Somewhere late in the game, you're weakened, and you're, like, limping.
Mm-hmm.
I died, like, 4 times. Because it's dark, I can't see where I'm going, and then I get into a corner, and I'm just like, I turn around, and he's there. There's no way for me to move around, and I just die, and it's like, well, fuck. Like, I'm just going to open up a walkthrough and figure out where I need to go, because I'm tired of dying right here.
I think I died, like, twice during this sequence. And, I mean, yeah, because there's a lot of, actually, doors in that particular part of the game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because you're in kind of, like, a workshop kind of area. But, yeah, for people that don't know, the Whistleblower is actually both a prequel and a sequel to Outlast, where, and this will be some spoilers for Outlast, so we're going to go right into it, where you play as a Wayland Park, who is the person that actually emails Miles about what was happening at the facility. And there's this whole sequence where you're one of the people that the software engineer who's working on morphogenic engine for the evil Murkoff Corporation. Of course, it's found out that you had basically leaked this information, and the corporate brass at Murkoff basically condemn you to the asylum. And again, they're a corrupt, evil corporation, so of course they do that. They expose you to the morphogenic engine for a period of time. We don't really know how long. But it's still, I guess, for the like the first half of the game still takes place before Miles gets there, but the asylum is completely coming apart, where, as we know, the Whale Rider has escaped, has been killing all the inmates. A lot of the other inmates, like Chris Walker and Traeger, are doing all their horrible stuff around the asylum and, you know, ripping off heads or chopping off fingers. And here it's kind of where it's just Waylon's journey to get out of the asylum, where it's not like, you know, Miles who's trying to investigate, like, what the fuck is happening here. It's Waylon's like, I just got to get out of here. I got a family, right?
Yeah.
And I really like that because it had a stronger narrative. And I, even though Waylon is a silent protagonist, I felt more connected to him because we kind of saw, I mean, one, it's cool just to, you know, to realize, oh, this is actually the guy that kind of kicked off the events of the original game. But I don't know, I guess maybe his notes that he takes, and because, you know, the collectibles and the things that you do,
they
you
feel more personal.
Things. They feel more personal when he talks about his wife and his children, and things like that.
And I think it's that mm-hmm. he has something to hold him. He has a reason to want to leave.
Yeah.
What is Miles' reason for really to continue going forward?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like it's just because we have to play.
Yeah.
What I didn't really like, the only time I really felt like it was contrived is that beginning where it's like, well, how does he get a camera?
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, okay.
Because they're filming him.
Yeah. I know, but I was just like, okay, whatever. If I need a camera, yeah. I guess.
I didn't mind it so much, but I guess it is kind of funny. It's like, oh, it happens.
Well, just sometimes, as someone who writes occasionally, it's just kind of like, oh, you couldn't.
Very convenient.
You came up to a stop, so like, yeah. I'll let it slide.
It's like, shit, we forgot about the camera.
Forgot about the game.
Let's put it right there. But yeah, and then, of course, as you go throughout the assignment, again, you're introduced to a lot of familiar faces. Again, Chris Walker's particular sequence with him, Father Martin again, very brief, but like, oh, it's like, oh, that's a guy from the last game. But they introduce what I think is probably the scariest of any of the antagonists in the previous Outlast game, which is Eddie Gluskin, who is this serial killer who, of course, as we learn in the beginning of the game, has been exposed to the morphogenic engine, and he is obsessed with finding his bride.
Wait, was
his
that him darling. At the beginning?
That was him at the beginning, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, I mean, I didn't yelling rape! That. Rape!
Yeah,
because he's been raped, apparently. But yeah, that was him, and of course, you're, oh, that's the other thing, you're in a totally new environment for a good portion of the game. And really, not till the end where you
explore. Oh man, that makes it better, stuff. Actually.
Yeah.
The fact that was him, okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And even before him, there's also this cannibal guy he's been trying to eat you, too.
The cook
guy. And again, a nice kind of, hide and seek sequence with him. But yeah, for Eddie Gluskin, I think the reason why I found him so scary is because, again, he is the most personal of the antagonists so far. Not only because of what he's trying to do, but also because he is probably the most vocal out of anybody in the previous game. Maybe he's kind of on the same level as Traeger to me, where he has a lot of personality. He seems like nice at first, but then it's like, oh no, this guy's completely crazy. Particularly when they kind of do a reverse thing, which is not, I'll avoid spoilers, but they kind of do a reverse thing where how you hide in certain sequences and how that plays out, like in a locker. And it's like, oh, locker doesn't work out so well.
Yeah, that was really cool. That's them trying something different from the original Outlast. And I will say, yeah, Gluskin is more vocal. I did kind of, by that point, I was kind of tuning out. It's just like, I don't remember him getting introduced. I just remember all of a sudden a guy is chasing me, mm-hmm. and it's been the same guy the whole time. I remember being freaked out by the cook, but it was his environment is very much tailored to him.
Yeah.
It is very much, oh, this he's made a zone for himself, and this is what he's been doing, whereas everyone else just kind of...
hunting ground.
Yeah. Whereas with everyone else, it just kind of seemed like Traeger... He's the snip-snip guy.
Yeah, medical guy.
Doctor. Okay. Yeah, it just... I don't remember seeing a bunch of syringes or medical equipment. With the cook, you meet him in a kitchen, but, you know, he doesn't have any... He doesn't build a spot.
Yeah.
Whereas Gluskin... This is his spot. He spent time here, and he's met others like you,
mm-hmm.
and he's you know, and he's tried something with them,
yeah.
and it's failed. So now it's your turn.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really cool thing about it. So yeah. I will say that is a good positive on it that I have. It's just the gameplay was getting to me by this point. Mm. I think
maybe it was because you. I mean, I'm just not putting words in your mouth. Maybe because you had already played Outlast before and then you jumped into Whistleblower.
Yeah.
Maybe it would have been good to have like a greater separation maybe between the games.
And honestly, well, one, Outlast, I think it is Games with Gold.
Yeah.
So right now, if you have one, play it.
Mm-hmm.
It's free, play it.
Yeah.
I don't think, looking back, I would pay for the full Outlast experience.
It was $20 for everything.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like, because the DLC is standalone.
No, it's oh, I guess you're right.
You can buy it separate. You can buy it
separate.
You're
right, you're right, you're right.
And so, like, if I had a choice between playing Outlast and playing this, I would rather play this.
Yeah.
Because it's shorter, it's more... It's just, for someone like me, I think it's easier for me to digest it this way. Mm-hmm. Because the gameplay, one, I'm just, I guess I'm a timid little mouse.
Yeah.
Like, it's freaky. Like, I don't, and I hate,
those spookies.
I don't want to jump. Yeah. I want to enjoy it.
I mean, I jumped, like, several times.
Oh, I did. This.
Yeah.
And I do, I love scares. This one had more scares that were tension-based.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the moment with Gluskin that you were talking about. Mm-hmm.
It's like,
it was like, I'm sitting there like, where are they going to show?
Yeah.
And it's also, it's very male-centric.
Yeah.
Which I always think is very interesting because it forces men to really be in a position of vulnerability, which mm-hmm. we don't typically get put in.
Or like
in
to think media. About. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like to think about. So when it happens, it's like, oh shit. Oh, okay. And like, I was watching, but I was like, kind of like, I'm just going to turn like this just in case they do something I don't want them to do. But yeah, I don't remember the first Outlast doing that
mm-hmm.
at all. It was more just, you know, we're going to play loud music, stuff's going to pop at you, and there's a big brute.
Maybe when Traeger, again, this is spoilers for the original Outlast, cuts off your fingers.
Yeah.
That's pretty scary. Sequence.
Yeah, but even then, it's just like, I think I've seen that kind of thing
sure,
before.
Sure,
it's not pushing it too much. I really like that voice actor in that instance. But yeah, overall, it's really, this one was much better. Mm-hmm. It's just, I recognize these probably aren't games for me.
Okay. So, I mean, what would you give it?
You go first.
All right.
I gotta think.
I mean, for me, I really had a lot of fun with this. I think that, like you said, that the fact that it's a shorter experience kind of just raises all the things that I really liked about it, like higher up on the scale. Like, I love Gluskin. I thought Wayland Park was a much more interesting protagonist. I like the different environments, particularly just Gluskin's hunting ground. And there's some other stuff I forgot to mention too. There's this another NPC enemy called Dennis, who has a multiple personality disorder, and where he's like talking to you in all these different voices, but you don't realize it. Actually, I looked up later that it's the same guy, but he has like this kind of high pitched southern voice and this kind of more deep like voice and like a totally other person. It's like really weird, actually. It's kind of the entrance into Gluskin's lair. So I thought that was a pretty cool like little sequence too. And of course, another thing I want to mention is I thought they had a better ending, at least an ending where I felt more satisfied.
Mm.
Than the original Outlast. I'm like, what the fuck happens next?
Oh, I hate the original Outlast.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's dumb. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. There's something... Oh, can I... Yeah. You know how Whistleblower has to end because it's a prequel.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish it wasn't tied to the original Outlast because I would have loved for that moment, whether you upload or not, like whether you send the information,
mm-hmm.
to be an actual choice.
Mm.
Because,
that'd be cool.
Like, it was sitting there, and they do a really good job of laying it out, being like, you know, this would be a great thing for you to do. You'd save lives, you'd really stick it to Murkoff, and, you know, it's a great moral play.
Yeah.
Your family is fucked. Your life is done, though, if you do it.
Yeah.
And that's an actual hard choice. And I really sat there for a minute and just really thinking about it, like, would I do that? Like, mm-hmm. could I throw away my and my family's life?
Yeah.
And then I was like, but everything they're doing is so fucking shitty.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
They're ruining a lot of other people's lives. And I was actually had a moral dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I sat there and, like, the game hadn't ended because I hadn't pressed square or whatever, I got disappointed because I was like, well, I have to upload.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I wanted to, and I really would have loved to have that opportunity to let that be a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I really would have loved this to have just been its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, did you already give it a score?
I had not.
Oh,
you,
sorry.
Yeah, you
no,
can
no,
go.
No, 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 keep
okay.
going.
I guess I mean,
really did like the ending.
Yeah, no. For me, like I said, it improves on everything, and the fact that it was a shorter experience, it gave me the scares that I wanted and more of a story. So yeah, I'm gonna give this 8.5 milky white thighs.
Your voice when you do that.
Darling. Gosh. That's what Gary Gluskin says. I'm not just saying that because you're... Okay.
Okay, so as you know, we're talking about it and I'm sitting on it.
Yeah.
I think this is a game I would love to watch someone play. Love to watch someone play without really failing. Because I'm playing it and I get frustrated.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'll go through a... It's like I get scared and then I die and then I have to get scared again.
Yeah, panic, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm just like, I don't want to keep doing this. And I don't like that loss of power, per se.
Yeah.
It's just not fun to me. But discussing it and kind of talking about what's going on and like... not being so scared to turn a corner and instead listening to the dialogue Gluskin was saying. Because I realized I would hear a paragraph of what he was saying. I had captions on so I could do it. But, I would hear what he said and then not hear what he said, then hear what he said. Because I'm like, well, where is he? Because I don't want to deal with running away. I don't want to deal with scare. Which I would have loved more the opportunity to just, like, really sit there and kind of think about what he's saying. And, like, this world that they're building. Because playing the game, I didn't really think about the fact that this is his zone. But talking out with you, it's like, oh, yeah, that's really cool. They did a really good job at that. And they did a really good job with kind of changing up the scares a little bit and really getting more visceral with it in such a short amount of time. But I never thought about that while I was playing it. And so that's why the score to me is a little weird from what I'm saying. But I really do think people should play this one.
Okay.
So I do have to give it 7 out of 10 genital mutilations. The seriousness in which I said that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But
genital mutilation.
But if you don't enjoy these types of games, like these like stealthy kind of stalky games, find a friend who does and like sit there. I think it's an enjoyable experience to have watched as if it were a scary movie. Yeah.
Good Let's Play, Siri Let's Watch.
Definitely something I would be down to just like watch more than play, which, you know, in today's industry, I think there are games like that, and it's okay to like kind of experience games in that way. So, yeah, I don't want to knock this game at all. I think it is an enjoyable experience, but for different reasons.
Okay. How many penises do you think are going to be in Outlast 2? Because that's coming out next year. And they're going to have to at least have like double the amount of penises. I mean, it has to be.
There was a ceiling of people technically that had penises.
That's true. They have to outdo that.
Cook!